we have a prayer that we I would like to read, and there'll be a gift for you, and we want all first responders and their families to come down to the fellowship building. We have food that is being cooked currently, so we invite all to come down to, and we have a gift for you that we would like to share. And one of the things that we have in the little gift bag is this prayer, and I'd like to read it to you this morning. It says, "First responder, a thank you prayer. I thank God for giving you a strength that exceeds any measure. I thank God for giving you a courage that allows you to run toward danger so that others can be safe. I thank God for showing us all through you what it means to put others first. I thank God for showing us your bright light in the darkest of times. I pray that today and every day you feel the love and support of those whose lives you have saved and changed, of a community you protect, and of God who gave us all strength." And so that is a prayer that will be in the bag that we have for you. But I do appreciate you being here. And this morning, on First Responders Day, there's a passage of Scripture that I would like to read, and that is in, if you will turn in John chapter 15, John chapter 15, and we want to read two verses of Scripture, and we want to kind of have the theme this morning, First Responders Day. You know, if you hadn't realized by now, we need each other. We need each other in so many different ways. And so if you see someone that's in our military or a veteran, you need to thank them. If you see someone that's a first responder or that's willing to put their lives on the line, you should thank them. And so our reading this morning is found in John 15, beginning reading with verse 12. "This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." Let's pray. Father, thank you for our time together. We thank you for those that are here. Lord, we thank you for the first responders and their willingness. Lord, we thank you for your presence. We pray for those that are sick. We know that we have many in our church that is going through difficulties and sicknesses and so on. So, Lord, I pray that you'll help them and strengthen them. Lord, I pray if there's someone that's watching and listening this morning, that you'll just touch their hearts. And, Lord, I pray that you'll strengthen each one. We pray that you'll help me this day, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And I also make mention that there may be some that are watching this morning. If you're a first responder, we thank you as well. And if you will just put a comment or a like or your name, then we want to be sure and thank you for your service as well. The words of Christ this morning says, "This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you." And then what a tremendous verse that follows that said, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." We are to love each other as Christ loves us. You see, Christ paid the ultimate sacrifice, and he gave his life for you and for me. So I thank those that were willing to sacrifice and continue to serve our communities, first responders, for their willingness to go towards danger, as the prayer said, instead of running away. You never know when the call is going to take place. We were eating dinner the other night. We decided, I'm not going to tell you where we ate because you'll think I'm endorsing these restaurants that I talk about. But we had gone to Greensboro to get something to eat, and it just seemed like I bet there were five or six police cars that passed us, and ambulance, and then they were coming from all directions. And some of you heard probably on the news, but someone had lost his life. They had been shot. And so all these people, that all these first responders were going out to the scene of the accident. And so I think about the first responders, and I think about their jobs and the fact that they get up in the morning just like we do, and they get called all hours of the day and all hours of the night, and never knowing what they're going to face. So no matter what position that each holds, whether it be a retired position that you one day and don't do it anymore, or that you're still doing it, we definitely want to thank you. Getting called out, you never know whether you're going to face an accident, whether you're going to face a crime, whether you're going to face a fire, or whether you're going to face a medical emergency. All require fast thinking, all require sacrifice, and all require a willingness to be that person. Well, the passage that I have this morning and that I think about this morning is the Good Samaritan. And although we're considering this a Good Samaritan, it's still someone that responded to a need. And so if you'll turn back just a few pages to the book of Luke, chapter 10, I want to read to you this parable that Jesus gives of the Good Samaritan. And what I'd like to do this morning is to apply this parable to a first responder and to us that are people that are living in these trying days. And as we begin with Luke chapter 10, verse 30, we read this parable that Jesus tells. And Jesus answered, "A certain man went down to Jerusalem, to Jericho, and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment, and wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he had saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him, and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he had saw him, he had compassion on him, and he went to him and bound his wounds, poured in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he had departed, he took out 2 pence and gave to the host, and said unto him, 'Take care of him, and whatsoever thou spend more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Which now of these three thinkest thou was neighbor unto him that fell among thieves?' And he said, 'He that showed mercy on them.' Then Jesus said unto him, 'Go and do likewise.'" So as a first responder, and as we as believers, we need to do some things that would help demonstrate what Jesus is saying. To go and do likewise. We're to do, go and do likewise. And so there's a few things that I want to share with us this morning as we consider this First Responders Day, but also as a first responder, as a Christian, when you see someone hurting. And the first thing we see is we see one with compassion. You see, there was no compassion with the first that saw this one lying there, the priest. There wasn't any compassion. There wasn't any compassion from the Levite, the second. But it was the third one that showed compassion. The first that passed went to the other side. In other words, I think of him as being, he didn't want to be a part of anything. He wanted to hold a position as a priest, but he didn't want to take part. It was almost like he was looking in the other direction. He was almost like he was looking to the point to where it's almost like a child. When a child is growing up, and I'm sure your children did the same thing, but if they close their eyes or if they were hiding behind somebody, they might hide behind something as small as this microphone. And as long as they didn't see you, they didn't think you saw them. And so I picture this priest as being one that didn't want to be a part of things, didn't want to get involved. Look the other way. But the second person, the Bible says, saw, and he went to the other side. And I look at that person as being, I see this, but there's nothing that I can do. There's nothing that I can do for this person. So he chose to go the other way. So we have two individuals that made up their minds that they weren't going to be a part. They looked the other way. They went the other direction and they saw, but yet they didn't see. They lost sight of the compassion that is needed. And as believers, as we are in this world that we're in, we should never lose sight of the need that is in front of us. We should never lose sight of a kind word. We should never lose sight of someone that is willing to just listen. Just listen. But this one had great compassion. The Samaritan was on his journey. He had things that he needed to do. He had places, I'm sure, that he needed to go. But Jesus tells this parable because he was the one that was willing to stop and help, just like a first responder. He went to him that was the victim. He went to him that was in need, and he showed great compassion. So I want us to think about that word this morning as our first point, is he had compassion, and how we need compassion even this day. We need compassion. But there's something else that we need, and that is we need a willingness. You see, the first two were not willing. They weren't willing to help this one. They probably thought to themselves, I can't do much, so what's the point? They probably thought to themselves, well, they looked at, if they had watches back then, they would look at their watch and they would say, I don't have time, I've got somewhere I've got to be. There was always an excuse that was made up. And maybe this person was dirty and grimy. And maybe they just didn't want to be a part of anything. But we see a willingness because this third, this Samaritan, the Bible says, went to him. He went to him. And we saw this in his actions that he was willing to go to him. He didn't know that the thieves weren't still around. He didn't know that he could be a victim himself. He didn't know that he might be in danger because there were thieves and they attacked him and they took his goods and they left him, as the Bible says, half dead. So he didn't know that he might be a victim himself, but he was still willing to go. And I think of the tragedy that took place on 9/11 that we all remember. Those first responders that went to these towers and the Pentagon, and they went not knowing what they would face. And as you remember, many lives were lost that day because of terrorism. And many that were first responders, and even today, it's happening all around us. Officers are getting killed on duties. Firefighters, paramedics, all are facing danger as they go out as first responders. So we don't know what could have taken place, but the Samaritan was willing to go even though he didn't know if the thieves were still there. He was willing to face danger. He was willing to sacrifice his time. He was willing to clean the person up because it says he bound up his wounds. He was willing to clean the person up. And he was willing to do what no one else would do. He chose to be different. He chose to be different. And you know, I think that's what we as believers should always kind of keep in mind, is we need to choose to be different. We need to choose to love this environment that we're in, that there's so much hate. Loving others, helping others, that's what first responders do. Many times, if not all times, when a first responder gets called out to an accident or a tragedy or a situation that they get called out, I venture to say that they probably don't even know the person, but they're willing to do everything to help that person. So we see a compassion, we see a willingness, and we see someone that is willing to be hands-on. You know, that terminology is used in the corporate world, having someone hands-on. You know, we can train and we can, or whatever it is a person is being trained for, you can train and you can look at a computer screen or read a book or take a test. But it isn't until you're hands-on that you can experience that. Because I know some individuals that's got a lot of book smart, but yet they don't have a lot of hands-on understanding. So a first responder has to be one that is willing to be hands-on. And this Samaritan was someone that was willing to be hands-on. Regardless of the circumstance, regardless of what was taking place, he had to be willing to be hands-on because the Bible says he poured his, he bound up his wounds, he poured oil and wine and set him on his own beast. So he had to be, in other words, maybe I should say he was more than just talk. It's easy to have a good talk, but it isn't until you do that people see. It isn't until you do that people see. Binding his wounds, pouring oil and wine, he lifted him up and set him on a beast. Now, we don't know how heavy this person, but you understand someone that can't hardly help themselves, it's a heavy person that he's lifting up to put on this animal, this beast. So he was hands-on. You see, he found a place to take care of him. And it didn't stop. Once he was bound, you know, his wounds were bound, and once the ointment was put on there, and once he was put on this beast, it didn't stop there, but he brought him to this inn, and the Bible says he took care of him. And we see what Jesus says to do, go and do likewise. He was hands-on by doing what had to be done when no one else would do it. A stranger. Jesus said out of these three, which one, verse 36, let me just read it to you. Which now of these three thinkest thou was neighbor unto him that fell among thieves? Which one? The one that was the priest that decided not even to look? The one that was a Levite that saw but decided to go the other direction? Or the one that stopped, that was known as a Samaritan, that chose to do what had to be done? Which one? Which one was the neighbor? And the answer was, found in verse 37, he that showed mercy on him. That's what a good first responder does. He that shows mercy. A first responder doesn't choose where they go. Maybe it's a bad section. And maybe they know it's a bad section of the community or the town or whatever, the city. And they get called because of something, and you know it was probably a crime of some sort, but yet they're still willing to go. That's a true first responder, just like the Samaritan was willing to show mercy on him. What an example to follow. We as believers should follow the example of Jesus, and Jesus said, and we've read this verse to you just a few moments ago, but the Bible says, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. But I can't conclude this part of the service without telling you someone else that had great compassion, and that is Jesus. You see, Jesus accepts us the way that we are. Jesus went into danger. Jesus knew when he was put on trial. He knew that there was no fault in him. There was no fault found in him, but yet they were still crying, crucify him. Jesus knew each one that said those words. Jesus knew that he would be carrying the cross. He knew the one that would eventually carry it for him. He knew every guard, every centurion. He knew every person that was taking place, everything that was taking place, every person that was there watching what was taking place. And Jesus knew everything that there was about every person that there was, and he was still willing to go to the cross for you and for me. He was still willing to go to the cross for all that were looking on. You see, he showed great compassion. He showed a great willingness. And he also knew that we couldn't help ourselves. That's how wonderful Jesus is. That's what a first responder does. A first responder is one that knows that someone can't help themselves. That's why they go. They need help. Jesus, too, knew that we couldn't help ourselves. And we still can't help ourselves this morning. We need him in every way. And Jesus went with a great love. He went with a great love, and I'm a firm believer in this, that if you were the only person living, he would have still went to the cross. If I was the only one still living, I was the only one living, he would still go to the cross. In other words, it doesn't matter how many, you don't have to be in a big crowd or even a small crowd, but you have to be willing, and Jesus was willing to die for our sins. He gave his life that we might live. And just like the verse that Brother Andy quoted, I quote again, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world. Do you realize that that is every person that's ever lived or breathed? That is every person that is living and breathing today, and that is every person that's going to be living and breathing in the future. That's how much he loves us. What an example to follow as we look at this Good Samaritan having compassion, willing to go, bound the wounds, took care of him, paid his expenses. And Jesus asked the question, who's the good neighbor? Who's the one? And he couldn't help but answer, and he said, the one that showed mercy. And he said the words, go and do likewise. And that's our challenge this morning, is go and do likewise. If you know Christ as your personal Savior, there's nothing too big and nothing too small. Everything is important as a believer. Everything is important to show grace, to show mercy, to show compassion. You see, Jesus will help us. Jesus will clean us up. And Jesus will take care of us. But we must come to Him. The most important thing is that you've accepted Christ as your personal Savior. You see, Jesus died for us. And He was willing to help. Because we can't help ourselves. Just like a first responder. And I thank the first responders again that are here. And those that weren't able to come. I thank every first responder that there is because we need you. But I also thank Jesus Christ this morning. Because we need Him. We need Him in every aspect of our life. What great compassion that He showed. We're going to bow our heads here in just a few moments. And I want to invite you. Maybe you just want to come and thank Jesus for what He's done. Being that first responder in your life. Maybe you aren't saved. Maybe you don't know Christ as your personal Savior. You'll never have one love you like Jesus. I invite you to come. And maybe you just need, you've got a burden, and maybe you just need to come to Him. I invite you to come. Our Father, what a tremendous passage of Scripture that you showed us as this Good Samaritan. And Lord, as we think about the first responders and their willingness to do what has to be done for others, we know this morning that you did what had to be done for us, that Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins. And Father, I pray that you'll speak to hearts this morning. Lord, sometimes we've been guilty of looking the other way. Sometimes we've been guilty of not wanting to get involved. But help us to be that neighbor that Christ wants us to be. That we will point others to Jesus. And Father, I pray that you'll touch hearts this morning. If something's been said or done, Lord, I pray that you'll speak to hearts. And Lord, we thank you for all that you do. And we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. What number?